Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Red in the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smith, and the international
call, Mr. Tom Schultz. Interface complete.
Krutte, Kuima Dog, to all mine frenzies. This is Time to Learn Language Tuesday right here live on the Starship Smell of Pride, man. What we do on Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying, till we switch up the schedule, we learn different languages, man, you know what I'm saying, not to be fluent and all that kind of good shit. But one thing about languages in this world, man, is you have to just know a little bit. A little bit will go a long way than walking to a person's country, tossing, what's up, man? How you doing? That ain't going to get it. So what we're getting into today is a new language. I believe we covered the Hausa, H-A-U-S-A, language last week. And I have to actually start the program to find out. And all this information, man, well, as loud as that is, can be obtained on www.byki.com. That's before you know it.com. And you can go there and check out some languages all from A to Z, you know what I'm saying? African and Zulu and everything else in between, Korean, Chinese, Australian, a little bit of everything. So you can, definitely go on there. Yeah, Hausa, that's what we was on. Okay. And we're going to go be right back in into it. Kana Jin Duranzi. All right. And if you want to ever follow along on Tuesday's lessons, go to www.byki.com. And make sure you tune in and check that out. It's going down real big. Education at its finest. Wrecking the Game Radio way. You know what I'm saying? If you'd like to participate live, hit me up. Area code 347-237-5125, and we always live playing the best music from around the world, and I mean the world. Go to www.myspace.com. Check out Mr. Janu. That's /Janu the Princess. J-A-N-U the Princess. That's my artist right there. Got some new profile pics posted. Also check out on YouTube, youtube.com/Janu2011. That's 2011, and you can also see here some good hits right there. So I got a couple of songs I'm going to get into, man. You already know how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Smoke them and toke them if you get into it. If not, just get back. Go to www.byki, download the lesson plan. We're studying Hausa. Hausa. Coming right back at you.
Hey, what the big three, homie? I ain't got to sag my pants to show my ass. I've been hood. Hey, they be holla.
Yeah.
I'm an underdog, so I'm supposed to shine. That's why I'm in overdrive, in overtime. And I'ma hold it down like a real nigga should. Who wanna get crazy? I wish a nigga would. I play high dope, on board, just the grain. Never been a hater, homie, just the way in the game. He ain't gotta like me, but he gon' respect me. He ain't gotta give me nothing, God gon' bless me.
Give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl. Shit, nigga feel right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay. That's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid your rent yesterday. and a nigga can't even get a free lap dance?
You know what my motto is? I don't show you no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Is money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
Life is different. little something like this.
Will I be free?
Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit twice, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I don't let it slip that ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch, but it play organ. And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison beating my dick. You gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playin' with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. I ain't scared to die. Not a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. Nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in the booty. With all them niggas round here.
In a lafia, not good yet.
Sunana.
Sunana.
Now you're cutting chicken sardua de cake.
All right, I'm fucked up on that one. All right, y'all, hold on, people. Got to beam a couple of mofos up in here. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. Live, we was flying around. Some sector of the space called Florida. And we are live from 813. Well, then, home skillet. Or should
hard
I say...
Hard beam me up. Hard beam me up.
Na ye fadin sikin sadua da kai.
I need the hard beam.
Well, then.
What's happening with you? Hard beam me up. Hard beam me up.
Come on!
Yeah.
So Timmy, you know, Timmy had to take care of that. You know, that's Timmy's job. Right now. All right. Shouts out aside now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get some, I'm actually trying to get some music from the Netherlands. So we can get some Netherlands music on here. Not American music, brother. I mean, Netherlands music. I don't know. Whatever Netherlands music is. That's what I want. Some Netherlandian music. Netherlandian. Yeah, so we in, this is Hassa. We're in the Hassa language today, which is, it's another spawn off of the Afrikaan language. It's another dialect in the country of, on the continent of Africa. And it's the Hassa language. Now, this language right here, I believe, was the language that Richard Pryor spoke when he actually, you know what I'm saying, came and visited the motherland. And because when I read the Sangouye, yeah, that's what he was, I play one of the jokes, and he say that in one of his jokes. You know, Sangouye, hey, man, y'all got a fun way of saying shit, you know what I'm saying? Kana Jin Turansi.
Kana Jin Turansi.
Kana Jin
Turansi.
Kana Jin Turansi.
Kana Jin Turansi.
Kana Jin Turansi.
You speak
Kana
English.
Kana Jin Turansi.
K-A-N-A space J-I-N space T-U-R-A-N-C-I. Kana Jin Turansi.
Kana Jin Toransi.
Kana Jin Toransi.
Monica Lewinsky, goddammit.
Hey. Did somebody say kill Monica Lewinsky? No, she got some killer head. Oh.
Kana Jin Toransi.
Kana Jin Toransi. All right. Goodbye, motherfucker. Sai and Jamai. Jama. Sai and Jama. Sai and Jamar, yeah. Sai and Jamar. That's my homeboy, Sai and Jamar.
Sai and Jamar.
Sai and Jamar. Sai and Jamar. Sai and Jamar. S-A-I space A-N space J-I-M-A.
Sai and
Jamar. Sai and Say I and Jama.
Say and Jama.
Say and Jama. Say and Jama. Say
and Jama.
Say it. And Jama. And Jama. No. I'm saying goodbye, motherfucker. Say and Jama. Oh. My bad. Well, peace out to you, motherfucker. Can I life you up? Can I life you up, girl? You know what I'm saying. K-A-N-A. Space L A F I Y A. Kana Lafia. How are you? Kana Lafia. Kana Lafia. One of the parties you used to go to. Thunderdome versus Hellraiser. Sporthallen, Sweet, and Amsterdam. That's what I'm talking about. Digital overdose, people.
About Dutch rave scene is changed a lot, actually. It was much bigger a few years ago, but we had some accidents with people dying from the wrong pills, and so the government, they stopped a lot of things. What we
dying from the wrong pills.
It's wrong because a lot of people, you know, it still lives in Holland, but we only have Sporto South and Rotterdam, the Energiehalle. So, but yeah, if you go outside, you can see it's completely packed, and not everybody is on drugs. Look at me.
Okay, I'm lost in Techno Zone. Fuck it, that's the background music. Cana La Fia. Today's background music is provided by Digital Overdose on YouTube.com. That's what I'm talking about. Keep them about to pass the fuck out from all them damn lights. Bitch about to have an epileptic seizure and shit. Like going on my webpage. I was saying, man, I had a hard time looking at your webpage. I almost went into a seizure and shit. Everything moving and shit. Bright lights. I got a little Las Vegas on my on my webpage and shit on my MySpace. I'm going now. Oh, you that deep? It's speaking English. What kind of shit is that? Are there supposed to be some, I don't know, shit, some other language than that. All right, Kana Lafia, K-A-N-A space A-L-A-F-I-Y-A, Kana Lafia, Lafia, Kana Lafia. Hey, man, he ain't playing enough music. Mother jamming their ass off. Two stepping in one motherfucking spot, but they jumping their ass off, goddammit. I guess dancing ain't required when you on pills and shit. You know what I'm saying? That just, I ain't never seen, well, except for females. They motherfuckers get on pills, boy. They dancing their ass off. My little cousin, he get on pills, he dancing his ass off. Some motherfuckers get on pills and they chill.
Yeah.
My boy here playing the damn piano. They got all this shit working. Well, they got more equipment on stage than a bitch got into a studio in they damn in they recording studio. And they actually using all this shit. So that trip you out, you walk into a motherfucking studio and all this bitch guys got damn he got all this shit, but he don't know how to use none of it. Like, nigga, you got a keyboard and you don't even know what the keyboard is for. Look at the point of that.
Got a peanut butter and jelly
shit. A peanut butter and jelly? Where the fuck you at?
I said, what kind of peanut butter and jelly shit is that? That's that Cat Williams.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, what?
What kind of peanut butter and jelly shit is that?
What the hell is this dude doing, though? I mean, these motherfuckers working out or they dancing? This is techno yoga. These motherfuckers getting mad and shit after they leave the club. Man, this motherfucker had us working out and shit, man. It's some bullshit. Oh, my bad, my bad. All the way from the Netherlands, people. It's beam up one of my own, boy. You gotta do a hard beam, people. You gotta hold your ears. Alright, here we go. Not so hard.
Come
on.
Thank you, thank you. Good day, good day.
Yeah. Hurt my ears just then, man. Alright, tell me something about this there, what you got me watching on YouTube. Ooh, she got some nice titties on. Oh, my bad. Hey, they're drinking Obama. Oh, I mean Pepsi. Oops. Same colors, you know what I'm saying? My bad. I thought they were sucking the campaign down. I'm telling you, these motherfuckers is working out, man. I know they leave the club, like, structurally, you know, sound and shit. Cause,
yeah, that's damn. some tiring form of dancing, isn't it?
Yes. It is definitely that. They're getting it, though. They ain't bumping into each other. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers down here, they get on there,
well,
and they'll be bumping all into each other.
And most of those parties you go to, you have place to dance. It's not like a discotheque where everybody's crammed together and you hardly have place to turn around.
Yeah.
And parties
really
like that.
Big-ass warehouses?
Yeah, big house warehouses, and there are 20, 30,000 people, and you still have the place to dance, walk around, and all that stuff.
20,000 people, and it ain't a fucking concert going on?
No concert, just playing music. Some people come there with a live act, but you can't compare a hip hop live act with this. A hip hop live act is much more difficult.
You seen 20,000-30,000 motherfuckers dancing to see one person since Michael Jackson.
No, but those parties go on for 12 hours, sometimes even longer. So you don't really go there to see one person, you go there for the entire party most of the time. Really.
Damn, that's crazy there, man. Let me ask you, what artist do you know of that is gathered over 20,000 people at one time?
Independent artist or major?
Either one. Now, I ain't never heard of no independent artist doing no 20,000.
Yeah,
if
there
is something wrong, shit. You doing 20,000, you ain't signed, bitch. Something's wrong.
Jay Z sold a garden now a couple years ago.
Oh, you doing?
He sold Madison Square Garden now.
Oh, okay, yeah, Damsel did. Yep.
Sold Madison Square Garden, hell yeah. Sold it, the whole shit out.
Tupac was in that arena. I wouldn't say Biggie was, though. I'd say Pac. Pac was on both sides. Pac was on the white side and the black side, Chinese side, Korean side. I mean, you can go to Asia and hear some motherfucking Tupac. You hear Tupac around the world.
And that means the
world. You know what I mean? Yeah. Damn, nigga, get out the train station. Oh, that might be sliding now. Move y'all.
Yeah, that's me. That's
me. Traffic. The other one be by the train station, throwing rocks at the train and shit. Damn. Is it that close you can throw rocks at the train? Like,
yeah, it's that close. You can throw rocks at the train.
Yeah,
that's
close to me.
But if you want to get fined, if you want to get fined, you can do that. I wouldn't.
You get fined for throwing rocks at the train?
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah.
Damn. Do y'all do that old school shit where you put money on the train track and wait till the train run it over?
No, we're a little smarter than that. We do that with rocks.
No, it'll take we take a penny. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, put it on the train track. And then after the train comes, it really don't look like no penny no more. It just pulverized it and shit. But then you scoop it up off the track and keep that as a souvenir.
If you put up rocks, they get pulverized and they shoot everywhere. So you have to duck for cover.
Well, you see, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. That's supposed to be the smart way. I think I'm more economical.
It saves me a penny. almost stopped me my life, but it saved me a penny.
Damn. I remember back in the day, though, we did some shit. We put everything we could to try to motherfucker, honestly, to derail the train. That was like our intention. How can we derail the train? We put a fish tank in the middle of the track. It fucked that bitch up. I mean, boo! We ain't never seen that much destruction. You know what I'm saying? And that just... that added flame to the fire. We put metal poles, but after the metal pole, that's how we found out how to make the things come down, the guardrails.
Mm.
Yeah, just take a big ass metal pole and put it on both sides of the track, and then run up. You know what I'm saying? Do like a little run up towards the thing. It'll make them come down automatically.
Mm.
It'll set the sensors off. Yeah.
Well, I live next to the railroad now. I don't think that derailing a train is that funny anymore because, it can slide right into my house. So, no, thank you.
Storm Agatha in Guatemala kills 146 people and creates a giant sinkhole. And you know what's scary, people? It's Florida sinking. Yes. Florida is actually fucking sinking. They don't want to let anybody know, but so you better get your last enjoyments out of your home state, people, because in a minute we're going to get the fuck up out of here, man. You think I'm lying? You see all these fucking homes starting to sink into the foundation. What the fuck you think going to happen to everything around it?
Mm-hmm.
One hole going to create another hole, going to cause you to create catastrophe. And we live right here in Florida. We live above what they call the Florida Aquifer. You know what I'm saying? Which is means we got water that runs directly underneath every single home in Florida. Period. You know what I'm saying? You got water that some feet that you dig, you gonna strike some motherfucking water. That's why we got strict zoning laws around here. You know what I'm saying? And you know, so you bitches just don't go digging and shit. Yeah, you fuck around and then hit the goddamn dug too deep and you strike water. You ain't even strike no oil. You gonna strike some motherfucking water around here. So, it might
keep drilling.
That well don't work. Yeah, mm-hmm. Straight up. A couple people have done that before. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna strike no oil, but you damn sure gonna strike water. So, all right. Latest news: BP shares plunge as plots new plan to contain spill. Now, I've recently been playing the stock market on a little video game called TorrentCity.com. Big ups to Torrent City and these little virtual games that kind of teach you real world facts. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm sitting here watching, you know, the little stocks tick by and shit. You know what I'm saying? And you got to watch a little forecast, and some days they'll be doing good for like 24 hours, and next day them bitches will plummet. Okay, but the way that you make money is off of, sometimes you can make money off of a good stock, and then you can make money off of a dying stock by buying right into it at its falling point, you know what I'm saying, for a dirt cheap price, and then turn around, boom, and selling to somebody who don't even know what the fuck going on, and you make your money out of it, you know what I'm saying? So if BP is actually falling, I mean, that might sound bad, but then you can buy into the falling stock. At this point, you know what I'm saying, make you a quick little buck off of it, sell the stock, because people are going to think, oh, it's just going to fall a little bit, and it's going to come back up. And you can make money. So why wouldn't they be making money off of their own company just because they're saying that they're falling? But, you know what I'm saying, they reinvesting back into their stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. BP faced a grim future on Tuesday as its failure to stop it ain't no failure, people. Prompted a plunge in the energy giant's shares and the possibility of a criminal probe by the Obama administration gained strength. I hope y'all do something because y'all is blowing me, but fuck that. Patch that shit up first before you motherfuckers start hauling bitches into court. You know what I'm saying? Taking away from the real problem and shit. Oh, we've got the head of BP in court, but bitch, the motherfucking shit is still leaking. What the fuck do we need him in court for? We need his ass out there on the damn, in the ocean trying to figure this shit out. Or throw his ass in the ocean and let him be part of the damn suck-up spill. Other than that,
shit.
Under pressure to contain the worst spill, Obama in the history struggled to get on top of one of the greatest challenges of his presidency. He met co-chairs of a commission he created to investigate the disaster and was to make a midday statement in the Rose Garden. But it doesn't make any sense for you motherfuckers to go down there to check on the disaster, bring 300-400 people, and then when you done, the motherfuckers leave. Right. Gotta love politics, people. Gotta love politics. BP fell as much as 17% during London on Tuesday, wiping $23 billion off its market value, and were trading down 13% just before the market closed. The shares were hit by weekend news that its latest attempt to plug its blown-out seabed well had not worked, sparking fears oil could leak into the Gulf until August. The shares had lost more than a third of their value, or about 46 billion pounds, which is $67 billion, since the leak started 6 weeks ago. The cost of dealing with the crisis now totals $990 million, which don't make no fucking sense. You cannot put a price on fucking nature. You can't draw up no $100 billion. What the fuck is $100 billion going to do to the goddamn dead birds and all that shit? You bitches can't regrow them and put them back in the damn water. You can't regrow the fish and put them back in the water. So your money is useless. Money is motherfucking useless. I mean, the only thing you want to do is make it sound like, oh, something's happening because billions. Man, fuck that. Billions of lives being lost, wildlife, billions of everything else that really matters is being lost. besides your little fake ass fucking figures.
990
million. Man, suck my old ass. And we keep it moving. Analysts were increasingly gloomy about the company as an investment, with one issuing a sale order and saying he thinks the company will be broken by the crisis. In its latest attempt to stop the middle deep gusher, BP is attempting an untested plan to use a dome to funnel oil to a tanker on the surface. Robotic equipment was being used to cut parts of a pipe 35 feet away from the wellhead in preparation for the dome. But you motherfuckers just can't take these robots and squeeze the fucking pipe closed. Y'all motherfuckers, dumbass, boy. Just real dumbass. We are intent on minimizing the flow of the oil into the Gulf, and we've begun a series of operations to ensure that. Oh, sorry. That's my BP doctor, director Bob Dudley voice. If this attempt fails, it is possible that up to 19,000 barrels of oil a day, over 3 million liters, will leak into the Gulf until relief wells due in August are completed. Now, leads to the question of, if this shit happened 25 motherfucking years ago, why you all wouldn't have had relief wells, whatever the fuck that is, already built? Let's see what a relief well is. Let's get some more info on that. What the hell is a relief well? I didn't give any info. Oh. Well, some shit they done threw up in here, because if you actually try to look at the definition of relief wells, it yields zero results. Tells you to check your goddamn spelling. In other words, they just threw some shit in there. Some motherfucking relief wells. What the... Man, people just got some fuckers. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. And I'll leave it at that. All right, let me get back into my language, man. Y'all done got me derailed from my language. What we have, mines under our house for miles. Mines? Coal mines? Damn. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, living on the edge of destruction. Edge of destruction. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Bangaba. Oh, well, something like that. Bangare ba. All right, Bangane Ba, I don't understand, which is universal. Akbarstani, Akbarstani, Bangal, Gandhi, Gandhi. Oh, too loud, you can't hear. Shout out to Goofy Bones, just celebrated his birthday, man. You know what I'm saying, celebrating his birthday, man, and shit. And he's working, fucking messing, he's got a job, yeah. Anybody know any Mexicans that actually got a real job? I mean, a Social Security linked job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm expecting to get taxes back at the end of the year job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, legal taxes, that is. Not my claiming 4 or 5 kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? From my next door neighbor. I ain't talking about that. All right, yeah, this show is rated R, people. I guess I got to give them a damn. Give the old warning, since we got some guests popping up in here. Guests, I just want to let you know.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Oh. If that wasn't verbal enough.
Reckon the game and pain.
That's who we be, man. That's who we be. And this is what we believe in here, people.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet? I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right. Babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
That's
what
real.
The?
That's real now. Yeah. That's what I believe in right there, man. Fuck all that. It's just sitting one in the can, man. I need a can of kid. You know what I'm saying? Send me a can of kid. Ah, man. You got to love kids in the can, man. Babiesovernight.com, people. I think y'all probably looking that shit up, too. Like, is that really a Babies Overnight? If it is, that's fucked up. But, well, matter of fact, let me check. That'd be fucked up if it is, too.
God damn.
Nah. It leads you to Rockstar Games. What the fuck is Rockstar Games? Grand Theft Auto 4. How the hell did it do that? What did that? Babies over
Grand Theft Auto
4. Yeah, that sends you to that other shit. All right. And now, just one quick warning, man, for all my smokers out there.
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out!
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally
not
kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
Oh.
Okay.
Tonight!
Nobody found that funny. All right.
No.
That's Proposition 421, people. I got Proposition 420 that I'm proposing, you know what I'm saying, to make legal smoking in every household, including outside the households, Proposition 420. You know what I'm saying? I'm enacting that as a citizen. It's Proposition 420. The Counter Act, they 421. You know what I'm saying? So, all you cigarette smokers better look out. Potty has taken over. The fuck is that? Justin Bieber. Who the fuck is Justin Bieber? The hell kind of name is that? Bieber. Oh, sorry, people. Giving free promo. Hey, all these guests filling up my room here, man, because you guys look like you're bored and probably want something to do for your spring break and everything. You might want to go sign up, you know what I'm saying? Because you're about to get... Yeah. Out the window, baby. Out the window. So before I hit you guys, you know what I'm saying? Give you a chance, you know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what.
1 minute to auto-destruct.
Yes, do you really want to kick guest 598 the fuck out of there? Yes. Get your ass out of here. Man, that boot feels good.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
It's a full moon tonight.
Back on over here. Work on some real shit. Get your ass out of here. What the hell wrong with guests, man? What could be wrong with guests? You know what I'm saying? It's the best fucking show to sign up to. Motherfuckers want to sit outside with their clothes off and shit. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that, man? Get naked, come on into the show, people. That's what we used to say. Get naked, come on into the show. Oh.
Not everybody is in Florida.
Hey, man. You know, you're always in Florida in this room. You know what I'm saying? On this show here, it's always. However the fuck hot it is right now, it's hotter than a bitch. Shit.
Hey, about Smelly.
Yeah.
Hey, Smelly, I got a song request, man. I want to hear that I will cut your ass. If you come any closer, I will cut your ass. I want to hear that shit live.
Live?
You know what I'm talking about, right? Play that shit. Let me hear that. I'm going to hear that shit.
You know,
I will cut.
Man.
If you come, your ass about to be leaking. I want to hear that
oh,
shit.
Man, that old school, man. You talking about it.
I want to hear that
infamous,
shit right there.
Infamous clip from YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That's on YouTube, people. You can go and check out Old Man Gets Cussed Out. Live on YouTube.com. I'll drop that link for you guys, though. How about that?
It's two of them. I'm talking about the one you said your ass will be leaking. Not the one with the old man. Not that one. The other one. Where your ass about to be leaking. You come any close, your ass about to be leaking. That's the one I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right?
That on YouTube.
There's two of them. There's one with the old man. Not the old man with the glass. Not that one. The other one. When you said your ass about to be leaking with the young boy.
Yeah.
Young boy talking shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You played it before. That bitch so hard.
He's got me.
Fuck, boy.
You got me thrown off, people. I know of not what he is talking about. Let's see here. I'm trying to figure it out.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Everything you see right here, all this here is called private property. Everything we own over here is called private property.
Hey,
everything over there is called
private.
Coco's property. So I don't give a fuck about Coco. Fuck you. Bitch ass on, and anything
you fuck ass niggas wanna do, you bitch ass right. How you in your ass on?
The fuck you talking about, homie? Your bitch ass out here with that fuck shit. Fuck.
Not that one. That ain't the one. That's a good one, but not that. It's the other one.
Yeah, I got all you bitches. Somebody,
go get your family. Fuck boy. Go get your family.
Fuck
boy.
That guy.
It's another one. It's another one. It's another one you got. You played that shit the last week. You played that shit. Damn, you got to play
that. Kissed that on film. I don't know how I caught that, but yeah. I happened to catch that on film that night, and the guy was pretty pissed off. Yeah, he was pretty pissed. Damn, I got 77 clips in this motherfucker. That shit. I don't know, man. I have to dig through the damn archives, man.
Your ass about to be leaking. Fuck, man. Your ass about to be leaking.
Yeah, I didn't post that one, though. Yeah, I told him I wasn't going to YouTube that. I told him that's going to be part of the DVD. And I meant that.
Oh, okay. I think you played it on the show one day, though. You played that, bitch.
Yeah.
I remember. That shit had me rolling.
No disrespect to the elders out there, but man, listen here. If you get out of motherfucking pocket, goddammit, a motherfucker's going to put you back in it. I respect all my elders, but don't
straight
come
up
at me with no dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? He came to me with some clearly. I'm telling you, man, this old man. I mean, I had just pulled up, started setting my shit up, and this son of a bitch came out of nowhere. I mean, I don't know what. The motherfucker either rolled from underneath the car, jumped off the goddamn roof with a mini parachute and you came right from behind me, but the bitch did not come out of that building. That mama was just like, I dreamed a genie and poof, popped up on me and shit. I don't know what he teleported. I teleported his ass like right behind me. He's like, hey. I'm like, whoa. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? He pulled an old prison phone check move on me and shit. Phone check, bitch. I'm like, damn, man. Get your ass. What's going on? No, I had to pull a gun.
Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
You know what I'm saying? Pull a thing on his ass. Back fucker bump it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my own boy Louis, man. Louis had to go ahead and rescue the old man from the clutches of death.
Ta-da! Ta-da!
Ah, man. I wouldn't go fuck that old man up. I wanted his family, though. Bring the old bitch asses out there. I wanted to make them motherfuckers wait.
It was 9 a.m. The phone rang.
Commando, pest eradication.
You saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys. We got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front. Your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir. But I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. Mm-hmm. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
Hey, Heather. Hey,
no. Fucking right. We're fucking winning, man. Fucking winning. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to the house next door for providing power yesterday. We out there jamming, but I got too much power, man. The goddamn
amp. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's be
good. Good.
Too much power, man. Goddamn, shut the amp down. Couldn't even talk into the microphone. Had the mic out, but every time I started to talk, that bitch shut off. You know what I'm saying? It was too powerful. So.
Oh, it was the feedback. Good. That's what it was. It was the feedback.
Yeah. Oh, too much. Well, I ain't thinking about that. I'm too close to the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't thinking about that. Well. I'll be back out there today.
Are you going back out there to do it? Y'all doing an open mic again today?
Yeah, well, I got to figure out how to damn get the speakers right. I mean, right now, I've just been out there playing music and shit.
Mm.
Playing the music, you know what I'm saying? Playing the music. Getting it pumped up. So, yeah, I'll be back out there. At least I have power, though. I'll be out there probably burning up some CDs and stuff. Trying to catch up.
Yeah, there you go. Press them up right there on the spot.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Oil spill.
Who's the chipmunk? All right, the fuck out, man. This is the show. I have that shit. But thank you for being aware. Yeah. It's been explained. And just don't cut the fucking pipe. Cut the fucking pipe all the way where these three crooks are at. Cut that bitch right there before it. And there you go. What the hell kind of gay shit is that?
Nobody can afford.
What the fuck are you gonna put another rig out there for? Y'all motherfuckers is past assholes, man.
I say we take a few. I think
we're gonna take one rig and put another rig to put another rig to counter the other rig. And then when the other rig falls, we'll have a counter rig for the counter rig of the counter rig.
I say we take a few BP executives and stick them down the hole. See if that stops the spill.
Film it and just put their ass in that water and see if they have a change of heart.
What? Stick them in the hole?
People, if that ever makes sense to you, please leave my show. Because that makes no absolutely no sense. That makes no sense. The picture that they showed on that little YouTube video shows that there's a fucking long ass pipe that has fell over, and it's got three crooks in it. Okay, so it's a point of the pipe that's still stuck into the well. So why you just don't cut the fucking pipe off and seal it at the goddamn right there? Boom. Okay, I mean, this shit is naturally flowing, but I mean, it's not like you're pumping it out. You know what I'm saying? It's just you just dug a hole, and it's naturally leaking out. So if you plug it right there, anytime my pressure's gonna build up. Well, why would pressure build up? You just plug the leak. I mean, it's gonna just like a womb. It's gonna, you know what I'm saying? Blood clot itself. Same shit. Not gonna, you know what I'm saying? It's not gonna, like, it's gonna sit there and swell and shit. It's gonna sit up there, blood clot up, blah, 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 blah. And then boom, now the oil will go somewhere else and continue on its mat. But I'm not an underwater oceanographer, so, or whatever the fuck big name words these motherfuckers obviously need to convince them that you stupid motherfuckers is fucked up. Wow. You gotta love the United States of Assholes for dealing with British intelligence.
Boo!
Motherfuckers.
Shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
That's how I feel, man. That's how I feel. Alright, people, enough depressing news. Because at this point, I mean, hell, we need to sue somebody, though. Anybody got any info on some lawyers? That's what
you
we need.
Lawyer?
We need all. Yeah, we all need to come together on a joint universal lawsuit on behalf of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the world versus BP. And that's the lawsuit. That's how it's going to be headed. The world, goddammit. Yeah, it's everybody.
And I mean the world.
You have fucked up shit all the way across the board. You know what I'm saying? This will actually fuck up shit all across the board. The Netherlands will ultimately feel it in the end. Australia, Singapore, and all these other countries and shit, they'll feel it. You know what I'm saying? For every action is opposite and equal reaction, not just through the seafood. Seafood is one part. You know what I'm saying? For that seafood stopping, it's going to stop something else. For that stopping, cling, 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 all the way down the board.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. We need a super fucking class action lawsuit, man. Getting right. Bunga bung. Bangani ba, you know, bangani ba. I don't understand, you know, I don't understand. Bangani ba. Oh, the language we're learning today, people, is Hausa. You gotta say it like that, Hausa. Hausa. Oh, that's fucked up. They put USA on the end of the language. Ha, USA. Ha, USA. Hausa. They was already laughing at the U.S. You know what I'm saying? Ah, USA. Bangani ba. B-A-N space G-A-N-E space B-A. Bangani ba. I don't understand.
Banganiba?
Banganiba.
Not
Goody.
Monica Lewinsky, goddammit.
In Alafia, not Goody. In Alafia, not Goody. I'm fine, thank you.
In Alafia, Naguni?
Nagudi. I-N-A space L-A-F-I-Y-E N-A-G-O-D-E. That's a space N-A-G-O-D-E. Nagudi. In Alafia, Nagudi. They shit easier than a couple of them. Akhrostani. Akhrostani. What's up? Speaking in dog language, I knew you guys couldn't understand that. Right. So I'm speaking in dog. So na na. Sound like a song. So na na.
So na na.
So na na.
So na na.
So na na. You gotta watch. So na na. Smells so good. My name is Smells So Good. So na na. So good. You gotta do the Smith style. Yeah. Oh, you say smelly. I understand.
Who say smelly?
Sunana. S-U-N-A-N-A. Sunana. Sunana. Oh. Right.
Sunana.
So
Frute Ashwood.
Do not that. Every time you say it, make your shoulders move. Do not that. I feel like I'm at Busch Gardens, you know what I'm saying? The band be playing and shit. Do not that. Why you keep saying your name is, motherfucker? I'll speak the language now. Yeah, y'all motherfuckers ain't saying shit. Yeah, now I figured out the language and shit. I thought that shit was just cool how y'all was harmonizing. So na na. So na na. My name is, motherfucker, your name is what?
Crute Smelly. God damn.
If you people like to join in the live madness, please call 347-237-5125. Listen for the... And you'll be live with DJ Smell So Good.
I'm Timmy.
We got Cyanide all the way from the Netherlands in the building. And No Sleep Entertainment, who gets sleep. Mr. Ashwood is in the building. Look us up on youtube.com/813battles. Or you can also look up youtube.com/. You got Joe Ashwood, ASHW00D, correct?
Yes, sir. Real name, no gimmick.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell So Motherfucking Good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yay!
Yay! My nigga Six Figures right there, you know what I mean? Big ups to you. Alright.
Hey, Smelly, you got a chance to put that up? The 813 Battles on YouTube?
Man, I gotta go to the store, man. I can't find my damn... No, I mean the site is up though. You can access it. I told you you can access it.
Oh, okay.
When I was sitting there, I told you what it was. You take the, you know what I'm saying, the S off, and then you're rolling, rolling, rolling. You got access, man. You got access. You know what I'm saying?
To around the world, and I mean the world.
And we will be taking a commercial break in order to get ready for the nutty news of the day. And come right back at you, y'all.
Hey, what's happening? This Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good, smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
That ain't no motherfucking ride. We're going to ride this goddamn Hater Blockers part 2.
my dog Hacker Fool right here, man. We're coming right back at you with another news of the day. Live on Regular Game Radio. Star City Smelling Fry. Okay, people, check this out. You already know what time it is. Get your watches on. Because this is a little segment. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That'll scary. There's a sinkhole in Guatemala that has just opened up. Bigger than Sarah Palin's mouth.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Hard beam.
R&B
ow,
people.
Ow, ow, ow.
Sorry about that. And shouts out to Heavenly Angel, man, for dropping that link. It's a link that says there's a massive sinkhole that swallows building, an entire building, Guatemala City, in the wake of Tropical Storm Agatha. And if y'all looking at this damn picture that I'm looking at, I don't know what the fuck that is. I mean, I ain't never seen no shit that big. I ain't lying, dog. This shit looked freakish, like they blew a hole in the ground and shit. Literally, you know what I'm saying? Like a orchestrated perfect hole. And this shit is big enough to swallow the whole building. The whole building gone. Damn. I wouldn't be working the next day. Nowhere around that motherfucker. I just quit. Sorry. Right. Bam. All right, let's get into some news, people. Some news you can, I don't know, enjoy, goddammit. Because all news is good news, as long as it's nutty news. That's real. All right, Nutty News Today is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, off-the-wall news. Yeah, boy, rainstorms is a motherfucker. Oh, sinkhole. We got sinkholes here, man. A couple of houses. A couple of roads done had, they unclosed the highway a couple of times because of sinkholes.
We even have sinkholes over here.
Yeah. Yeah, the world is sinking. Oh no, the world is sinking. Yeah, right. Bridgeport, Connecticut. Welcome if you got them, people. Town can't hold graduations in church building. Okay. A federal judge has ruled two Connecticut public high schools can't hold their graduations inside a church, because that would be an unconstitutional endorsement of religion, which I agree with. The Enfield School Board says it voted to hold services June 23rd and 24th at the First Cathedral in Bloomfield because it had enough space at the right price. But two students and three of their parents sued. Come on, people. You gonna bring a Muslim into a Christian church? Are you serious? Are you serious? You're going to bring a Catholic into a Baptist church? Are you serious? Okay, yes, everybody so-called pray to one God, but they all have their own niche in their religion that they practice. Bringing somebody else into your house, you know what I'm saying? Come on. Can't do that, people.
Do that at all.
Not fair. Not fair. Hey, would you want to have your graduation in a mosque? You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on now. You're going to be realistic about it then. We're going to have a fucking graduation in the mosque. You're going to bring all these high school students. You know what I'm saying? With all these different ethnic backgrounds, with all this shit that's going on right now, you're going to have a graduation inside the mosque.
Don't forget to take your shoes off.
Oh yeah, you got, because you got to practice their ways. So you got to take. Come on, people, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. And what the fuck is the church doing, making money off the shit anyways? You non-for-profit ass church. What the fuck you doing?
Non-profit.
Charging the guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They, excuse me. Since when? We're profiting for the Lord. All right. He'll never see that money. Sarasota County, Florida. Man run over while lying in driveway. Yeah, dumbass. Like a dumbass. At Northport, man was rushed to Bayfront Medical Center, St. Petersburg, after reporting being run over while lying in a driveway. According to FHP, Sean Vettorelli, 23, of Englewood, had turned off his car's lights when entering the driveway to avoid disturbing people sleeping inside. He did not see the victim lying in the driveway. what the is you doing laying in the driveway at nighttime? Right. Sorry, people. I got to interrupt the music. Yeah. First award of the day goes to the guy lying.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And behalf of the guy laying on the ground to the guy that ran over the guy.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
I'm pretty sure he was saying that at the time. That motherfucker that ran me over. Son of a bitch, you. All right. Keeping it moving. Over here in Washington, I hate the fucking District of Columbia, D.C. First U.S. president holds press conference with no flags. Anybody care? I don't. Did anybody notice that Obama's press conference on the Deepwater Horizon disaster? Then something was missing in the background. I noticed something didn't look right, and then it hit me. The American flag was missing behind. Why? Behind him was just yellow curtains and a couple of gold columns with chandeliers, which represent the pillars, which show that he is the third pillar in the middle, you stupid people out there. For one thing, Obama's not a motherfucking interior decorator. So why the fuck would he be hanging up his own flags, you stupid bitches? So you might want to ask his staff, or possibly the motherfucking decorators before, who set up the motherfucking little props and shit, why the hell they didn't put up the motherfucking flags. Fucking gay-ass comments, man. Some gay-ass comments. That was no news, but that was nutty news. Newport Richie, Florida. Man calls 911 to report his mother took his beer. Wow. Yeah. A man was arrested after deputy said he called 911 multiple times to complain his mother took his beer away. Yeah. Charles Dennison, 32. Who was very intoxicated, told a deputy who went to their home at 1739 Denison Road, wow, that he wanted his mother arrested for taking his beer, according to a Pasco County Sheriff's Office arrest report. If she wasn't charged, he said, he would continue to call 911. And I'm pretty sure he was taken into custody shortly after making that statement. Motherfuckers, you get your ass fined for calling 911 and rolling. That is a crime. It's a misdemeanor, I don't know what degree. Yeah. Oh, hell no. We finna get super nutty, man. Toronto, Canada. Robbery. Robbers spray feces on victims. Yummy. Smells like teen spirit. Toronto authorities said they are searching for a gang of at least four people behind a string of robberies involving squirt bottles filled with shit. I mean feces, to be professional. But it's shit. One suspect approaches the victim and sprays shit at them. What kind of shit is that? Holy shit, he's spraying shit. Man, that's the shitty situation. Oh, my bad. They say a second suspect then approaches the victim and offers to hold their jacket or purse while they clean the shit off themselves. The suspect's been sleeping with the items. The old shit and snatch. Ah, man, yeah, I remember that old one back in the days. Yeah, the old shit and snatch robbery. Yeah. Ah, man, y'all going down in history. but spare shit on people and robbing them cleanly. Ah, they made a clean getaway. Ah, oh, man. Oh, sorry, people. This is only funny to me. Oh, man. Okay, to the shitty bandits.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yes. He got the double win.
Yeah,
double winning has only been done twice in history on this program. He has received the double whammy. All right. Oh, man, people, I don't know what you guys are smoking on, but hey, I'm
like
on something else. Yeah, that's right. Good old Ashwood people is focused. And he's giving up the good stuff.
Yes, yes.
But yeah.
Three weeks.
In Jakarta, Indonesia, help is sought for a 2-year-old smoker. Right. An Indonesian mother brought her 2-year-old boy to the nation's capital seeking help for his addiction to cigarettes. Officials a video of the toddler inhaling deeply on a cigarette and blowing smoke rings showed up on the internet's nutty news last week, turning him into a local celebrity. Baby smokes 40 cigarettes a day.
God damn, that's 2 packs.
Well, he starts complaining when he doesn't get cigarettes, but which mother continues to give him cigarettes?
What the hell?
And by storm, we found it on YouTube, and it shows a 2-year-old child smoking. This is Ardi Heisel, a 2-year-old Sumatran baby who reportedly smokes some 40 cigarettes a day. The child allegedly began his addiction at just 18 months, and the government has reportedly offered to buy his parents a car if the child stops his habit, but his parents claim he gets angry without his smokes, saying he feels dizzy and sick. The boy's 30-year-old father admits that...
How the fuck is the little 2-year-old motherfucker talking to tell you motherfuckers he feels dizzy and sick from not smoking no goddamn cigarette?
What kind of parents are they?
What the fuck is it? Why isn't the government arresting these motherfucking stupid ass parents?
Uh-huh.
No shit.
Buy them a car.
Like that in America. You let that shit happen over here. Shit. Yeah, hang the shit out the motherfucking parents for some old stupid shit like that.
And the sad thing is, he's not the only kid there with that addiction. There are more kids that age of 2 to 5 that are smoking cigarettes like crazy over there.
Yeah, that's sick and sad.
Yes,
sick and sad, people. Sick and sad. The world we weave. It's a wicked world in the world we weave. Man, that's fucked up. And then he talking about he's a local celebrity and shit. Like, what?
Local fool. Yeah, he's not the fool. The parents are the fools.
Hell yeah. Damn. Alright. Buda, Texas. Dog tags found after 66 years. Okay.
Oh, they moved dog shit.
A Texas man said he recently received correspondence from an Italian man who found his father's lost dog tags on a World War II battlefield. Steve Glom of Buda said his father, Oscar Glom, who died in 1998, lost his dog tags along with his ring and a medallion when he was carried wounded from a June 1944 battle near Gavarano, Italy. Wow. Isn't that gonna sweet, man? Where's my fucking ring at, dude? Where's my fucking ring at? Yeah, I'm giving dog tags back. My goddamn ring at.
Do we have a positive award?
We actually don't. Huh. Well, let's see here. Here you go, brother. There you go, brother. How about that?
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's the new positive award. If anybody does something positive, we'll even give them not the ash with ashtrays, but hey, they'll do. All right. What is the ash? Well, they can't do it like me, nigga. Take these ass crazy. Like to make a toast. Shit. What the fuck? Oh, shit. I thought I lost in the Three Amigos movie and shit. Alright. Hey, 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 hey. Nobody will start shooting, please. I know, you know, this music come on. Pow, pow, pow. India. Hundreds die in Indian heat waves.
Damn.
Record temperatures in northern India have claimed hundreds of lives in what is believed the hottest summer in the country since records began in the late 1800s. The death toll is expected to rise, with experts forecasting temperatures approaching 50 degrees Celsius, which is, in American language, 122 degrees Fahrenheit. In the coming weeks, more than 100 people are reported to have died in the state of Gujarat, where the mercury topped at 48.5 degrees Celsius last week. At least 90 died in Maharashtra. Some shit. I almost lost my tongue on that one. 35 in Rajasthan and 34 in Bihar. Man. Take a quick moment out, people. This is for all the Indian people. Alrighty then. That'll do it for the Indian music. We're going to get back into the mariachi Lost in Mexico music. Yeah. Klamath, California. Where cage fighter rips out steel beating heart of partner.
Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to do that. A U.S. cage fighter ripped out the heart of his training partner while he was still alive, after being convinced he was possessed by the devil. Yeah. Jared Wyatt pictured, yes, and he has a picture. I don't know what the kind of buzz cut that is, but yeah. Also cut out Taylor Powell's tongue and ripped off most of his face in a brutal assault. Police claim they found the 26-year-old standing naked over his friend's body, with parts, including an eyeball, strewn around the blood-splattered room.
Damn!
Now, who was possessed by the devil again?
Yep, you feel me? First of all, God, you're ignorant. Well, you're ignorant. All right, we have a slew of events that are about to take place. First of all, He's going to get the triple award. This is history setting right here, people. We have to give him the quadruple award. I don't know how many awards that is, but it's going to be a lot of them.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
That's the first one.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Okay. And, on behalf of the victim, we'll have to go ahead and give this guy Yeah.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you. Alright. Back into the news. It's fucking sad right there, man. It's fucking sad, people. You know what I'm saying? They got nutballs out there that doing shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Yeah. There you go, brother. Fuck it.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Wow!
Congratulations!
Ah, man. And we're back lost in mariachi land. Alrighty. Oh. Why ain't that a bitch? We're at the end of the news, people. Sorry. Oh, man, I guess we gotta look and listen to the goddamn mariachi music. Fuck it. Everybody roll up your gorditas.
I'm rolling up, all right.
Roll up your gorditas. Get out your chimichangas. It's about to go on. Take your clogs out. Everybody take your clogs out. We're going to shut the show down. Take your clogs out. Oh, man. Translator, please. Anybody? Damn, Mom. Extreme nutball. What the hell is nutball? Ain't got nothing on the chick that kicked the guy's testicle up into his stomach. Oh man, come on. Now, look, this is not to be racist. This is a white people sport. Niggas do not sit down and hit each other in the motherfucking balls. If you see a brother doing some shit like that, you would definitely be in the wrong part of America. And if I see a motherfucking brother up in there, I'm going to come and kick his ass in the balls my motherfucking self. Say what the fuck wrong with you. Get your stupid ass up. Man, y'all some dumb ass. I'm going to do some crazy shit. I'm sorry, man. Jesus. That's some real white boy shit right there. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's some real white boy shit. Now, I can't even see. I don't even know what kind of nutty shit we would do. But damn sure wouldn't be no shit like that. Nut. We don't play no nut games. You know what I'm saying? White boy go around, play the flick your nut games, flick your ball games. You know what I'm saying? Try to do that shit in the military. Hey, guy, bitch, you finna get your ass whooped. You don't play around a man's manhood. That's you don't even just play with that. That unblock. How did I block him?
I don't see him.
Oh, he must have been one of the guests that I booted. Oops. My bad, brother. Didn't mean to put the boot on you. I'm putting the boot to him. Shit. Didn't mean to do that, man. But see, when they come in as a guest, which, shit, I've done that before. Came in as a guest. Didn't even know I was a guest, though. Thought I was signed in. And Goofy booted my ass off the show and shit. And I couldn't get back in. I tried to sign back in and everything. I was like, what the fuck? I had to, I think, log all the way out of Blog Talk and then log back in. That shit was crazy. But, anyways. And, honor of a couple of guests on the show. We're going to get into two songs back to back. And this is a little something new right here, man. Hey, matter of fact, Miss Buffy likes your getting money. She got us up. Even though it sounds like he's talking about selling dope, I like the song. That's a great trip. So, you know what I'm saying? Play the getting money, you know what I'm saying? Getting money. We're going to come back with a little jackal. See you in the building. Shout out to the Prophet Jackal. You know what I'm saying? Florida UFOs, heavenly angels, cyanide.
You put the cold water in after the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in like the incident in the house. You had the baby soda, but he's trying to product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. You put the cold water in after the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in like the incident in the house. You had the baby soda, but he's trying to product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Any party that's popping, I'm on the scene. Somebody please pass me a towel, I'm so clean, clean. Rosé and hell green. The kid trying to make reality my dream, dream. No sleep, that's my team. Smoke with your boy Ashwood, I might steam, steam. In a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down to my belly, the chain mean, mean. Little homie, I got it locked, locked. Pass the egg beater, cause my style straight drop, drop. Women classy like Coco Chanel. Uh-huh. Independent, put a pole for the bell. Won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open off my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul. Uh-huh. Give me your ears if you want a bankroll. I told them, you put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the baking soda, then you try to product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the baking soda, then you try to product out. That's what it's all about. We getting money.
I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me, grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend ass most fat. You hesitate, I know how to approach that. Pulled out the kush, she like where we could smoke at.
What?
On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said a man whack, he don't know where the hole at.
Nah.
Fall back, I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hype this time around.
Uh-huh.
I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid, I'm coming. I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Lady spot me up in the club, get loose for me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice.
Uh-huh.
Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets.
You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the baking soda, then you try to product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, like the incident in the house. You had the baking soda, then you try to product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
I'm back, I'm here, I'm that, it's clear. Come on,
a tape would have asked and I would have told, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this loop. It's all what I thought, got pieces of pieces. Break down his rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build a rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps that you got within your boundaries with tons of respect. Now, everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to churn, pages to turn, sense to flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lately let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in sight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture an upbringing, cold and fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip-hop for me and it falls so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip-hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money, this is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just hold out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip-hop ain't dead. Some new logic for your hands, the jackal. See now, let's go! Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my move, then just let me be and I can save this soup.
I do the hot sauce, I do the Tyler Green, now left, right, left, do your step, now left, right, left, do your step, I say left, right, left, do your step, now left, right, left, do your step, do the collard green, I do the collard green, I do the collard green. Hot sauce on the top, do the collard greens. I do the collard greens. I do the collard greens. Hot sauce on the top, say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up. Hey,
I say fire that good shit up. I say fire that good shit up. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the collard greens. I say the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. I do the hot sauce. And do the collard green. Now take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Oh. I said take it to the floor. Hey. And do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the hot sauce. And do the collard greens. I said the hot sauce. I said the hot sauce, I said the hot sauce in the collard green. Now, all y'all niggas that don't know what the fuck is going on, nigga, we up in the club and we high as hell, nigga, hitting the blunt, no bones. Say we off in the back with this end in the rack here, yeah, nigga, got plenty cups of that, nigga. Hey, if you wanna get down, better come up in this bitch and represent T-Town. Do the hot sauce and do the collard green, bitch, if you don't know what the fuck I mean, you better get up on the team, put that fire in the air, got the blunt over here, and together we can share. I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green, do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, I do the hot sauce, and do the collard green. Now squirrel to the floor. Now squirrel to the floor. Bring it back. Now squirrel to the floor. I say the squirrel to the floor. Hey, I do the bank head mount. 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 Now take it to the back. I said take it to the back. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender. Tip your bartender.
Hey, I don't know who that guy is. You know what I'm saying?
That was the guy that sent me that song, and he said it was a groovy song, so I thought I'd give it a spin. An old groovy song.
No, man. Everybody remember motherfucking DJ Webstar's Chicken Noodle Soup bullshit song that came out?
Well, that was That was my direct response to that chicken noodle soup bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I saw some collard greens. That was a freestyle. It's never been written down on a piece of paper. You know what I'm saying? I recorded that bitch one time straight through. And there you go. That was the end product. Never been rehearsed. And there you go. And, yeah. It's a hit to me. You know, because it applies. Hot sauce and collard greens, you know what I'm saying? Hot sauce, of course, is a lighter. You know what I'm saying? Collard greens, of course, is what? Collard greens, you know what I'm saying? Put them together and what you got? A good meal. That's what I'm talking about. What the fuck is chicken noodle soup? With a goddamn soda on the side. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Oh, okay. I'm at a mystery, too, because that was a stupid song. I wanted to just absolutely... Okay. I guess I didn't want to do that. Well, you too. There, Switch. Don't want a motherfucking act right. All right. Well, anyways, what projects you got coming up there, Mr. Ashwood? Go ahead and tell it to the world. We got 5 minutos.
Definitely, man. The last project... CD/DVD, September 11th, The Day of the Towers, No Sleep Films 4, and the Chapter 6 mixtape. The last project of the year is coming out September 11th. It's pretty much done. We're still just in the studio knocking things out. So the last one, hosted by DJ Smooth, Chapter 6 mixtape, No Sleep Films 4, DVD/CD, your boy Ashwood, last project of the year. Holla at me. Easy.
Now, why would I get a chicken sandwich dual cake? Now, you fighting chicken sidewall die cake. Pleased to meet you. I say goodbye. There you go. Sai Moon Saki Sadua. Sai Moon Saki Sadua. See you later, people. Sai Moon Saki Sadua. Yeah, there we go.
This is Hoffa.
This is.
And just to let y'all know, man, check out www.themissmouthtimes. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Subscribe to the e-letter. And I'm also on there. I got a new blog site. You guys want to actually read my blogs and shit. I'll be transcribing the shows, which I just found out I can do very easily by... And if anybody wanted to know that, if you open up the message history and click on public log, it'll actually open up an external tab. And, yeah, it has everything from the beginning of the show, from the time I entered. God damn. Wow. Yeah, it has the entire transcript on the show. So if you guys didn't know that, now you know. So you can actually copy and paste the entire show all the way down to Time for Sausage Heads or Mr. Pete to Return. This is one of the last entries made. Oh, well, then it doesn't do the little smiley faces and stuff, but it'll leave all the words. So I didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? So, I wonder that how you go back per show, though. I wonder if you...
No, you can't take it per show. You have to copy that off.
Oh, right then. Yeah. I wonder if you can save... Well, you might be able to save the tab.
Copy
save
and paste?
The tab. Yeah. Well, I mean, I ain't gonna really do that because that you can't follow the fucking chat. You know what I'm saying? Just by reading it, there ain't no fucking way. The shit just don't. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't coincide with what we was actually talking about at the time. So it's all good. It's good knowledge. So big ups to Heavenly Angel, Prophet Jackal. You know what I'm saying? Jamie Garcia, Amy out there. Side Night, Prophet Jackal, Ashwood, Evan Storm that swung through here for a little quick second. Pull his wig back on BTR. Okay, I'm reading some virtual threats.
That's not something for this show, Smiley.
Oh. Too controversial?
Well, let's just say it's not for your show.
Oh. Summer of oil looms for beleaguered Gulf Coast. This summer on the oil-stained coast promises to be like no other. I'm pretty sure of that. Because just off Louisiana on Grand Isle, which was hit with oil from the spill, the beach reopened for Memorial Day weekend, but with several caveats. Several rules, people. No swimming or fishing, and stay away from the oil cleanup crews. Elsewhere, fishermen were idle during what's normally a busy season, and floating hotels were being set up to house workers who will try to mop up the crude seeping into marshes. With BP making yet another attempt to stem the flow from a blowout well in the Gulf of Mexico that happened over 25 years ago, this time only to contain the leak, not to stop it. Signs point to August, which is 90 days now, which is the exact same time it did just 25 years ago, the 3 million spill into the ocean. You know what I'm saying? They're on a timeline. They're on a timeline of destruction. The new plan carries the risk of making the torrent worse, top government officials have warned. And on top of that, hurricane season begins Tuesday. Yeah. Someone says, I was just sitting here thinking our way of life is over. It's the end. The apocalypse. Said fisherman Tom Young of Plock Mines Parish on the coast. And no one outside of these few parishes really cares. They say they do. Well, they don't do anything but talk. Where's the action? Where's the person who says these are real people? Real people with families. And they are hurting. fuck, man. I almost shed a tear. Not. But I'm just saying. Because it's real fucked up that y'all just steadily letting these motherfuckers, you know, do this shit. Military officials have looked at what they have available, but the best technology in the world with respect to that exists in the oil industry. Mullen says on Good Morning America. Mike Mullen, who is the, Joint Chiefs of Staff's chairman of admin. Let's see. Churches are praying. People are getting desperate, anxious, shrimping. Yeah. So fucking what? Fisherman made a third of his congregation. Oh, you're mad because you won't get your tithes. Yeah, Reverend Theodore T. Turner at the Mount Olives Baptist Church in Booth Hill. Yeah, fishermen make up a third of his congregation. There are people who are getting desperate, and there are men getting more as we get further into the shrimping season, and there is less chance they will recover. What the fuck does that got to do with that? All right. And, yeah. The bottom-dwelling pancake Baptist. What the fuck was that? As well as the ocean washes ashore, crude-coated birds have become a frequent sight at the season's bottom. No one knows what the oil will do to species like the newly discovered bottom-dwelling pancake batfish and others that remain unknown but just as threatened. Scientists from several universities have reported large underwater plumes of oil stretching for miles and reaching hundreds of feet beneath the Gulf's surface. Though BP CEO Tony Hayward on Sunday disputed their findings, saying the company's tests found no such evidence of oily clouds underwater. The oil is on the surface. Oil has a specific gravity. That's about half of that of water. It wants to get to the surface because of the difference in specific gravity. Right. Right. There's been enough evidence from enough different sources, said marine scientists of blah, 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 who reported finding a plume last week about 50 miles from the spill site. Calvin said oil reached the depths of at least 400 feet. Really don't matter, man. I mean, you guys fuck this shit up, and they keep lying, talking about this is already the worst in American history. Yeah, right. Worse even that of Exxon. See, and this is what it kills me. They don't mention the X-Talk. X-Talk's one. They always want to bring up this damn Exxon Valdez bullshit, which that was just a ship, though.
With a lot less oil in it, yes.
You feel me? Talking about 20 million to 43 million gallons of oil it released. But that you knew how much oil was on that ship. You can't, and there's no way you can measure how much shit is coming out of the ground naturally. Ain't no way.
Well, the Exxon Valdez was a big disaster too. So yeah.
Right, man, big accident, huh? Right. I'll buy that for no dollars.
I didn't say big accident. I said big disaster. That's something else.
Oh, well, I'll still buy that for a dollar. That shit wasn't no accident. You know what I'm saying? So we got to get up out of here, people. Gonna end the show with some intergalactic mix. This is Grim to the Reaper. Time
show
to
up.
Language Tuesday.
Show up for Weeds Day Wednesday tomorrow, people.
Make sure you have your weeds ready. Sorry, Ash, I was not talking to you guys. You know what I'm saying? But I'll see you there, too. Peace out, Mr. Sighting. Nice.
Thank you. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
You too, my brother. Thank you.
I'm a rep the universe. The universe. I'm a rep the universe. Rep
Grim,
so
Grim
good,
to the Reaper.
I'm a rep the universe. The universe. I'm a rep the universe. Whatever you give forward, so get low like one time.
you're sober, what you do, so love, so love. The walking Bhagavad Gita, aka Mr. Grimms of the Reaper. Krishna old man, grim and soul eye, sliding through your hood just to stay old eye.
When I'm on your street or block, cause I just live through the sake, Konnichiwa.